Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Now, for 10 years, the Dublin flea market has been a staple of Dublin city life, picking up vintage clothes, bikes, comfortable clothes, I would imagine, as well, books, handmade stuff, organic goods, art, furniture, records, and all those quirky bits and bobs you love. It was a cinch in their space in Newmarket in Dublin 8. That was until May this year, when redevelopment of the area forced the market to find a new home. And thanks to rising city rents, this has not been an easy task. Sharon Green is one of the co-founders of the Dublin Flea Market, and she joins me now in studio. Sharon, how are you today?
I'm really good. Thanks for having us in the
So what happened? You just kind of, you were 10 years on this site.
Yes, well, we are very grateful for those 10 years, because when we moved in 2008, we rented a space off the Dublin Food Co-op, and we kind of grew incrementally over the years, and we then sort of went out as a pilot project on Newmarket Square. Then we changed the, well, we were instrumental in changing the designation of the square back to a trading area. So we then we moved out with gazebos. And then the Green Door Market opened up, and the co-op and the Green Door weren't really open on Sunday, so we rented the space. So we kind of grew incrementally, and we had 80 stalls by the end. But we knew that Newmarket Square was always up for redevelopment. We knew that it had plans to be developed that had sort of slipped past in the Celtic Tiger. So we knew that was ahead of us, and we were very grateful to get those 10 years. We didn't think we were going to get 10 okay. years. But it still came, you know, even though you know something, it still is a shock when it comes, you know.
Of and, course. Did you get much notice? I mean, you knew it was coming.
We only got like, I think it was 2 or 3 months' notice. 2 months' notice, I think it was. And we started looking then for okay. a new venue.
Is that bad? Because I'm just thinking there are people there who this has become part of their livelihoods over the course of 10
yes.
years. And it's suddenly like getting a P45, isn't it? You're
yes.
suddenly, what do I do now?
Yes, yeah. Well, it is. When we first started off in 2008, there wasn't many traders who were dependent on markets for their livelihood. And because there wasn't very many markets around for the whole sort of 10 years of the boom. And then over the last 10 years, people have, you know, who had more time on their hands through maybe the recession, and they invested their time and their energy into collecting retro furniture or vintage clothes, collectible books, or crafts and design as well, that this was now their sort of income, doing different Sunday markets or Saturday markets
okay.
around the place. So yeah, it came as a massive blow to
right.
a lot of people.
You did though seem to go into the search with great optimism. It led like a textbook. You know, we've had these 10 years, they've been great, they've taken us
yeah.
to this level, but now we're going to find the next place
yeah,
to go
well,
to.
I think we are pretty positive people anyway. I run the flea market with Luke and Aisling, who now have the Fumbly Cafe and the Fumbly Stables, and Dave Dunn, who has his own facilitation business. We're all very positive people, and we threw ourselves into it. The last market in May, we spent a lot of time reassuring our visitors and our traders who are coming up just going, oh my God, this is awful. We're like, no, it's not awful. You know, this is an opportunity to move elsewhere, to start again. We knew the legendary Dandelion Market
yeah.
had moved 3 times in its existence.
I remember it well.
Yeah, so it hadn't. We knew that markets in their essence can move. So we just thought it was an opportunity for chapter 2 of the markets.
That's very optimistic. It really is. I'm full of admiration for that. You're one of those people who just sees change as an opportunity, don't you?
Well,
it's not
yeah.
bad news.
You
just
have to go with the flow.
Great.
We can't battle too much against
yeah,
what...
Yeah, it's happened.
Know, yeah.
Move on. But you're finding it very, very difficult.
Yes. So I think over the summer months, we had... we did a lot of cold calling, knocking on doors, following up leads, talking to different bodies of people. And we had a couple of opportunities. We found an amazing warehouse space in Inchicore, and we put a business plan together. We also teamed up with the other Sunday markets, and we put a very strong document together, which is on the post that I put up on Facebook there 2 days ago, which kind of went a little bit viral. But... So we put in a bid For this warehouse, and we saw it as sort of it could be a community centre, a co-working space, and then we'd rent it out for events during the week, but then we would have a market hub on Saturdays and Sundays for all the different markets that were looking for a home. And so there was another interested party, as always happens with, you know, when people are buying houses and you're like, is there another party? Is there? And so they said they were waiting for the bid, and the other person put in the bid, and we said, well, can we counter bid? And we were very optimistic about it. And anyway, they just went with the other bid without coming back to us.
Okay.
And we had a deposit, we had our business plan, so it wasn't, I think they just had more equity.
Right. How big an area do you need?
Well, yeah, it's kind of big. So it is, we're looking for about 20,000 square foot, which is 2,000 square metres. The place in Inchicore was on 1.2 acres of indoor and outdoor. The model of the market has grown from the space that we had. So it is very much an indoor and outdoor market. And the indoor stalls, their stock is just not suitable for outdoors.
Yeah.
It's okay. Tricky to find
quite,
space.
Quite big. But you would have thought that there are spaces somewhere in Dublin.
Yes. Well, we've got it. We got turned away from the OPW. We were thinking that maybe there might be a space in, you know, that was in their ownership.
Yeah.
We did get a lot of help from Claire Byrne and Rebecca Moynan, two councillors, and we had a meeting with Richard Shakespeare in Dublin City Council, and they want to help us, and they were very positive about the space in Inchicore, and if we'd got that, they would have been able to help
to do
us
stuff.
But with the nature of the city and the economic sort of climate, land has really, really high value, and so I think it's just hard for them to find a space. But if we found a space, they might be able to help us.
Okay.
It's kind of tricky. It's chicken
Does it
and egg.
Seem like it's a bit, it is turning around, and, you know, property prices are going up, and it's kind of tied in with the homelessness situation as well. It just isn't space.
Yeah.
Or if there are spaces, they've been circled and are hoping to be used for development. Is that kind of
Yeah,
what's happening?
Well, I think just the landscape of Ireland, or Dublin particularly, is changing very rapidly over the last year, and you know, any land or building in the city centre is just gone ridiculously valuable. Rents are shooting through the roof. There is a serious housing epidemic. It seems that every crane in the sky is building a hotel or student accommodation. You know, we're really looking after the tourists, but if the tourists come, what are they going to see? Because it's homelessness on the rise. And then for us, you know, the flea market and the other markets are authentic grassroots culture that tourists come to explore and see.
Are they being squeezed out, do you think, by new markets? Because it seems to me that the kind of markets, weekends, farmers markets and food markets seem to be almost on the growth. You've won People's Park, you've won the IFSC.
Yes, well, I think they're more suited maybe to be outdoor markets, and they are more dependent on tourists coming, or not really. I think
it's kind of a lifestyle thing, isn't it? You head out and you get some
tweets. Yeah, but I have a little bit of a theory about flea markets, and I don't know if it's true, but I think that Ireland has a perception of flea markets as, you know, related and maybe a little bit to its poor past, the poverty.
Yeah.
And I think that they're more people are more interested. They like the more artisan food markets. And
right.
I we're all for markets, every type of market. So completely I'm behind all of them. But maybe with flea markets, I don't think the value of them and the benefits of them is fully realised.
Because we've lost seven, haven't we, over the last summer. The Dublin Flea Market, Brockant, Dublin.
Yeah, Pure Vintage, Fusion Sundays.
Pure Vintage, Rublin. Is that happening in other cities? Is it the end of the flea market? Is it not just here in Ireland, or is it the end of the flea market?
Well, we've been getting tweets and posts in from all over the place, as far as New York. But in most European countries now, markets are the cornerstone of society. In Spain, France, Germany, and Berlin.
And they're great.
They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But like our markets here, the Dublin Flea Market would rival any same size flea market in Berlin. Like the quality of it was unbelievable. We get over about 150 applications every month online that we look through, and we curate it down to the best 80.
Okay.
You know, so
So if in Paris and Berlin or they really, and I have to say, when you get a chance to go abroad and head down to the flea market, yes. It's part of what you want to see, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
We don't seem to have quite that connection with it in Dublin. We're not going to have one, though, if we don't get to reopen it.
Yes. Well, we're hopefully we are going to find somewhere. We're very optimistic. So
anything we can do to help? Anyone listening might be able to do something?
Well, yes, anybody with a space that's about 20,000 square foot, in the city or knows of it, please get in touch. The email address is dublinflea@gmail.com. And I'd also like to take the opportunity maybe just to talk about an opportunity that has literally come onto our tables today, which is a good story. So with our Christmas market, which is a different sort of conception of a market. We do a lot of craft and design as well as all of our collectibles, antiques and vintage. It's been down in the Point Square, down near the Three Arena for the last 3 years. It's our fourth year here. We've had over 450 applicants for this, which the quality of the stalls are just incredible. We don't want to turn people away. We had an idea at the beginning of the year to do two weekends, but this wasn't viable because there was another event booked into the space. We only found out today, this morning, that for some reason that event is not going ahead and we have been offered that second weekend.
Right.
So that taking on that second weekend would be absolutely incredible and it would give so many people an opportunity. All the stalls at the Christmas market are with Irish-based people, no imported products. It is no two stalls are the same. But that second weekend is dependent on funding because it's a free event and we charge the stall holders startup cost. It's not a huge cost. So we are looking for a Dublin City Council is already our funding partner, which is amazing, the local enterprise office. But we are looking for another funding partner to come on board and make the second weekend possible.
Okay. And they'd be getting from that the benefits for them getting involved are?
Well, they are nurturing creative Irish startups and sole traders and small Irish enterprise businesses.
Right. And helping the rest of Dublin have an even better Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is
yes.
Bring it on, we say.
Yeah.
The very best look at that. I hope your search is successful at some point soon.
Yes.
And maybe somebody will get in touch with the show. We live in hope.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for having me on.
Lovely
Tom.
To all you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
After the break, should we have an opt-out system for organ donation?
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by AvantCard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.